My name's Megan Siqueiros.
This is the Saguaro Minutes, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. And I'm here today with Megan Siqueiros, a member of the Tana Atum Nation. And it's so good to be with you, Megan. So let's just start by having you talk a little bit about your relationship with the saguaro cactus.
Well, first, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of this project. The saguaro is unique to this area, and I think this project is just as unique as that, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Thank you. We're so glad to have you.
I'm a member of the Tana Atum Nation, and just, you know, being brought up in that culture, the saguaro has been there, you know, with us since the beginning of time, you know, it seems like. But I guess it really has a lot to do with how I was shaped and how some of my values or morals, especially when it comes to respect, was installed through that relationship with the saguaro cactus. Growing up, I was always told that it's a person, you know, we have stories that go with everything, the mountains, with the animals, with the plants in the area, and everything has its function. Everything has a relationship. The saguaro, you know, the story goes that it was actually a child. And depending on which storyteller you hear it from, it's either a little boy or a little girl. It was a person. There's a child that it was neglected, but, you know, it was, you know, the mother had priorities that came before being a parent. You know, not that the child wasn't cared for, but, you know, it just wanted attention. You wanted a relationship. And so in the end, you know, the child ends up going away and coming back as the saguaro cactus. It's the first saguaro cactus. Further down, you know, it explains why the saguaro cactus grew the bristles and thorns and stuff, you know, because there wasn't that respect in the story when it first came about. People just didn't know, you know, and it was actually smooth. People start touching it or smacking it or whatever, you know, and as a way to protect itself, it grew the thorn.
That's such a beautiful story.
I was fortunate. I grew up in a family of storytellers and traditional singers. I'm so grateful that, you know, it really set a strong foundation and shaped me with the person I am today.
That's such a wonderful story. And so you also, at one point, you star as a saguaro in a film. Right.
Yes. The Oregon Pipe National Museum was doing a video for their visitor center, and during the planning stages, you know, my mom, she was a teacher. They knew that she was familiar with the kids in the area, or, you know, who that she could recommend somebody, a child, to that would fit in this role of the first saguaro. And so back then, well, I mean, we didn't have cell phones, you know. The guy had to come out and search, you know, come through the village and knock on a couple of doors before he actually found our house. I mean, we're out way kind of the last house on the hill. And in the process, you know, when he had pulled up to our house, my mother and my brother and I, we were out in the yard picking the prickly pear cactus. And my mom was, you know, busy doing something. And so the guy pulls up and, you know, she kind of, you know, keep him company until I, you know, have time to ask what he wants. You know, I take the guy and show him, you know, what we're doing. And he's, you know, really kind of intrigued as to what's happening. So he's asking all these questions. Little did I know, I was actually getting an interview on the spot. You know, I wasn't, you know, quite aware of that. But by the time my mom came out, she's like, okay, what, you know, I think she had a couple of people that she wanted to recommend. And he's like, you know, can I just, you know, have her? So, you know, she asked if I wanted to do it. And, you know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And it was, I mean, actually, when I think about it, it was really quite easy, you know. I mean, it's just kind of, we just walked around. He had a camera, and, you know, we were in my parents' yard, and, you know, they ended up putting the film together. You know, like I said, it's part of the visitor film there at the visitor center and
at Oregon Pipe National Monument.
Yes. It's. I think it's been playing for quite a while. I mean, I'm not 5 years old anymore, so it's been up for a while. But it was great. So cool to, you know, I got paid. It was the paying part. So they paid me $100, and I started my first bank account.
Oh,
with
my
that,
goodness!
At 5 years old.
That is wonderful. That is so wonderful for being the saguaro. That's so great.
Yeah, and, you know, it I don't know. I guess to me, I guess you never, or I didn't realize, you know, how, you know, something so long ago or something, like, you know, it like I say, you just kind of walk into things, or you just, things just kind of happen, or, you know, that sort of thing. And you just have to, I guess the way I was raised, you know, it's just, you kind of go with the flow, or you take things as they come. And really, you know, that was something that, I guess to me, it's more like, well, that's exactly the character of a saguaro. You know, you take it as it comes, sort of thing. You know, I think I had shared briefly a story with you, or, you know, that one of the elders had shared, or made some comments about, you know, we used to be like the saguaros. You know, you look at how strong they are, you know, and you admire that strength and that durability, you know. And you know, her comments were just, you know, those cactus are out there, you know, on the hottest day, on the coldest night, and they survive. You know, they're out there surviving, and that used to be us, you know, because we used to be a part of it. You know, we used to intake the plants, the foods, you know, that sort of thing. And with that, in doing so, I mean, there's a way that you pick the plants that are out there. There's a way you have to address them, and that comes with that respect as well, you know. So it's kind of like this full circle thing. And I think, you know, she hit it right on the nose, in a sense of, you know, we used to be strong. And I'm not saying that we're not strong now, we're just not as strong as we used to be, you know. And I think that's because there, you know, there is kind of a break in that connection of, you know, living off the land and that sort of thing. And you know, we say it like it's really easy, and you know, I understand that, you know, it's not, you know. People with modern times, you know, there, people are living modern lives, and you know, that's not always the easiest thing to do, you know. And unfortunately, you know, within that move, you know, it seems like some of those connections were lost. But you know, I'm just grateful that, you know, for our tribe, for the Autumn, that we still have that knowledge. It's still there. It's still being passed on. You know, that we're still practicing some of those traditional ways of doing things, and still, you know, maintaining that respect as best as we can. Yeah. You know, so
especially with, you know, improved education and ways of mm-hmm. passing on traditional knowledge that people mm-hmm. are reviving, like your mother, Regina, and now you. And
well, I mean, it's exactly what, you know, I think goes into what you're doing here with your project. You know, it's a new way of educating, of informing, of making people aware of these things. And even that, you know, the action of going out and just standing with a saguaro for an hour, you know, I mean, it's something, that's something simple, yeah. You know, that's something that anybody can do, you know. I mean, we're surrounded by them, and I think that, you know, we're so fortunate to be in this area, to where they're unique to this area, you know. And so I think, you know, it's, I'm excited. I'm going to participate in your hour
Wonderful.
Stand. So I'm excited to see.
Good. Yeah, because I really think of them, you know, as you do, you know, as our community members. We belong with them, and they belong with us. And so how do we reconnect, you know, for people who feel like they've lost that connection, you know, whether they're Autumn or white or Latino, you know, what are the ways we can really foster that relationship again? And part of like having a friendship, I think, is hanging out, right?
Yeah.
You know, you hang out with somebody. What are some ways, Megan, that you have maintained or continued your connection with the saguaro over the years? You mentioned earlier some stories, some things that you did growing up that showed you how to stay connected, and how do you keep those going?
I think, you know, the way that I try to maintain a connection, you know, specifically with the saguaro, would be, you know, I try to, you know, get out every year, you know, at least to pick something. You know, I'm not saying that I go get like a five gallon bucket, but you know,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I guess for me, that's something, you know, because it is a celebratory time. You know, it's our new year, and the cactus is such, or the saguaro is such a huge part of that. You know, that I try to make it a point to go out every year, you know, when the cactus are in fruitation, to at least get something, you know, even if it's just one, to make sure that I'm okay, you know, that I at least partake in some of the fruit every year, you know. And like I had said, you know, before, everything has a song, you know, in a sense, and you know, because our songs are a form of prayer, and you know, everything, like I said, there's a relationship with everything. Everything deserves respect, you know, and so with these songs, you know, that's the way of paying them their respect. So it's like, you know, everything, almost everything has its own song that you sing to it in respect for it. And I was lucky enough to have, you know, like I said, to grow up with traditional singers, and my mom, my aunts, they really, I guess, harnessed my curiosity at first, you know, and just, you know, wanting to learn songs and everything. And I think, you know, my mom would sing my grandpa, her dad's songs to me. He was a dreamer of songs. And that's what I grew up with, you know, was with my mom singing to me. And you know, I would hum along with her and everything when I was younger. And I think, you know, one of the first songs that I learned, you know, in full, was the saguaro song. You know, we learned that one when we had a bailich camp. The saguaro fruit, we were picking that, and we had a camp in our village, and so we had a bunch of students come out, and I was still very young at the time as well, and they actually had one of the elders come out, and she sat with us and taught us this, you know, the saguaro song. And so this was the day before, you know, we camped out there, and it was the day before she came out and sat with us, and we tried our best to learn it. And then the next morning we got up really early and sang that song. Wow. Before we all headed out and went to gather the fruit. And so, you know, that was, like I said, that was one of the first songs that I learned in full. And that's one of the, you know, that's a memory that I'm not gonna, you know, forget. You know, yeah. It's just being able to sit with a group, you know, with a group, and especially, I guess, young people. You know, now looking back, it's, you know, it was young people, because they were like middle school, high school students. I guess I was, I think, probably five or something. Mm-hmm. So they seemed older to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to sit in that sort of group and just connect and you know, learn that song, and then to be able to sing it together, and then go out and do what it is that, you know, that the song says.
Yeah.
You know, so it.
Is that a song that you only sing at that time of year? Do you only sing it sort of in that type of environment? I mean, like, could you sing some of it right now, or is it only meant for
I think it's meant like for when you're gonna pick,
yeah,
like when you're gonna go out and pick, or when you're addressing a saguaro or that sort of, yeah, thing.
So we could do, yeah, it sometime, yeah, in the field,
so,
together.
So when we go out on what, the 16th, yeah, or what is it?
Yeah, yeah. And, well, there's many, so we can, well, decide.
I think I'm going first with your group.
Yeah.
So I sign up online. Okay. So I think I'm going with your group.
Okay.
So
great.
That one.
Okay. Super.
Maybe we can get together before and you can learn it.
yes, that would be great. I'll have to work on my autom. So tell me the story of your first haircut.
Oh. So I guess my real connection with the, or, you know, my first real memory and sort of real connection with the Saguaro would have to be when my mom took me to get my haircut for the first time. She just had the stylist, you know, braid my hair and just kind of cut off the braid. And she took it. And when we got back home, we have this giant saguaro in our yard. And, you know, she told me, you know, we need to, oh, because I was so curious, you know, why are you taking my hair? You know, what are you going to do with it? And she's like, no, we need to do something, you know, when we get back, you know, we need to pray. We need to pray for, you know, strength. You cut your hair, you need to, you know, replace it in a sense. I don't know. She explained it, you know, and I was a kid, so she had a cute way of explaining it. But when we got home, you know, we took my hair and went to the cactus in the yard, and you know, she addressed it and kind of, you know, let it know that we were, you know, here to ask something of it, you know. And so she was explaining to the cactus, like I said, it's, you know, like a person. So she was talking to this cactus as she was, you know, cutting into it and telling it, you know, I'm gonna cut a little piece out, but I'm gonna put it back. You know, I just need to give you something so you can help us, or, you know, help me, help my daughter. And so she cut a you know, kind of a square piece, rectangular piece out, and pulled it out and stuck my hair in there, and then put the piece that she cut out, she just replaced it, put it right back in, and then, you know, had me kind of talk to the saguaro after that and just, you know, ask it to, you know, for protection, for strength, for, I don't want to say encouragement, but, you know, I mean, like you said, these cactus are, I mean, they're people to us, you know. So it's, you know, that, I guess, that ability to have a connection with something that you can go back to. And, you know, I guess for me, you know, like, I'm grateful that she did that for me, that I learned something in the process. But I guess I'm really more grateful for the memory, you know, to be able to have that forever and know, you know, that it was nothing but good intentions and it was done with the utmost respect on all parts, you know. And I think that's what, you know, that's what passing on those traditions are all about, you know. And so I'm really fortunate, and so like I said, grateful for that.
And is that cactus, is that saguaro, particular saguaro, still there? Is that particular saguaro still there?
Yes, it's still in our yard. I don't know when you came out to visit, where you guys had parked the van. It was the one right behind it. So the big, tall cactus. It's still very much alive. It's just, you know, bears fruit every year. So it's there, you know. It's
part of your family.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it has a piece of me, you know, literally.
And what do you learn from the saguaro, or what does the saguaro teach you?
I think some of the characteristics that are really that really stick out for the saguaro, and especially when it comes to, you know, like I said, the going back to the story of the first saguaro and how it came into existence, you know, again, it's just that like the word that keeps coming to mind is just, you know, respect, you know, of being able to respect yourself, respect others, respect those relationships, and respect, I guess, just the ability to be amongst each other, you know, because essentially that's how it's been, you know, that's how it's going to be, you know. And so that's something, I guess, to me that I took away, or that I'm still, or that I still admire about the Saguaro, you know. I lost my train of thought. So that's one thing that I admire, or I guess the big thing that I admire about the Saguaro cactus, you know, it's just, like I said, going back to its existence, or, you know, according to our stories, you know, it's just, it was a child that, you know, didn't that wanted that connection, that wanted to you know, be included, or something, you know. And unfortunately, you know, that child as a human didn't get that type of treatment, or, you know, didn't get to feel that sort of interaction. But yet, you know, he went away and came back as this Saguaro that does nothing but provide, you know, having, you know, like, I guess that whole thing of, you know, like, people that have the least give the most, sort of thing. And that's pretty, you know, that's so admirable to me, you know. And that's exactly what, like I said, to me, what my understanding of the Saguaro is. You know, you can be down and out, but that doesn't mean that you have to treat people like you're down and out. You know, I mean, there's still so much to give. You know, you think about just what the Saguaro provides. You know, it provides medicine, it provides food, it provides shelter for the, you know, with the building materials, with its ribs and that sort of thing. You know, so I mean, it's just, it's like, it's, you know, you can't say that it's not family, you know, because family just wants to take care of you. And that's exactly what it's there for. I mean, it's, you know, you, as long as there's Saguaros out there, I mean, I think that we'll be okay. You know, I mean, we're going to have food, we're going to have what medicines it provides, and be able to shelter ourselves, you know, with what it provides as well, you know. So, I mean, I guess to me, that's one of the main characteristics that kind of sticks out to me, or that I've kind of grown to understand.
Yeah, so very generous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Thank you, Megan, so much. Is there anything else that you want to say?
No.
Okay. I think so. Great. Thank you.